you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 21st. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Faith leaders gathered with community members in downtown LA's Grand Park yesterday afternoon as news spread that a Minneapolis jury convicted former police officer Derek Chauvin of murdering George Floyd.
I watched the videotape of George Floyd dying, and I felt so greatly attached. And so the verdict for me is something that I kind of wanted to be a part of. I honestly thought that he would be found not guilty. I was shocked. Even if it read the other way, I would have still been here. So I'm just here for the moment. This is a monumental moment. This is a part of accountability.
You know, Los Angeles, when it comes to the verdict out in Minnesota, has history there. We watched this in 1992 with the Rodney King incident where it was caught on tape. We all thought the evidence spoke for itself, and then they came back with an acquittal. And so I think Los Angeles is reminded, and it's good for us to see what we saw, because it lets us know that we're living in a different culture. We have a ways to go, but it's different from the 90s. It's different from that time where it seemed as if we did not matter. We're coming into a culture where it seems as if they actually honor our life as well. When he was found guilty on all three counts, it lets me know that the judicial system is stepping in the right direction and fulfilling what it says, justice for all.
You feel it, whether you're in LA, whether you're in Minneapolis. So when you see justice has been served, the verdict being what it is today, it feels like home. It feels like that can happen here as well. So though it happened out there, it happened here too.
You just heard from Sandra Nunez, Greater Zion Church family pastor Michael Fisher, and Aria McLean. They spoke with KPCC reporters Frank Stoltz and Robert Garova, and their comments were compiled by Carla Javier. Among others in Los Angeles reacting to the verdict is Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez. In her words, the murder of George Floyd at the hands of those scorned to protect and serve marked another moment of betrayal to communities of color. The verdict is one small step forward in the never-ending fight for justice and accountability, underscoring that no one is above the law. And Los Angeles poet Amanda Gorman, who did that reading at President Biden's inauguration, wrote this on Twitter, a reminder that victory would be George Floyd being alive. Everyday Black Americans worry if they will be next is another day without justice. The counties of Los Angeles, Orange, and Ventura are seeing fewer new coronavirus infections, but one number keeps them from moving down to fewer restrictions on the state's color-coded coronavirus reopening framework. KPCC's Nick Roman explains.
For a county to move down to the yellow tier and allow more people indoors at businesses and events, there are only three standards to meet: daily new COVID-19 cases per 100,000 people, the positivity rate, which is the percentage of coronavirus tests that come back positive, and the health equity quartile. That's the test positivity rate in a county's low-income neighborhoods. Well, the positivity rate and the health equity quartile in LA, Orange, and Ventura counties meet the standard to move down to the much less restrictive yellow tier, but the daily new case numbers in all three counties are just a little too high. The standard is 2 cases for every 100,000 people in a county. In Orange County, it's 2.8 right now. LA County, 2.7. Ventura County, 2.6. All just a little too high. Keep in mind that once a county reaches all three standards, it has to stay there for 2 weeks to move down to the yellow tier. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
In the LA Unified School District, all elementary and early education campuses are reopening this week. All students must show a negative COVID-19 test before they can return to campus. Fifth grader Jacob Zendejas was in line for his test yesterday at his elementary school in Panorama City. He said that he was ready to get back because he's tired of online learning.
It's weird because we're not actually in real life and we're just like talking through a screen and not doing real activities. And not being able to play with our friends.
The district's remaining second and third graders return today. Fifth graders like Jacob head to their campuses tomorrow. And as those campuses reopen, parent surveys show fewer than half of the district's students are likely to return to classrooms. Many families are still concerned about COVID-19. LA Unified Superintendent Austin Buettner says the district hopes to convince reluctant parents that schools can reopen safely.
This is a process. We serve so many communities that have been hard hit by COVID. We want families to understand their children are safe. We're doing everything we can to take care of them. We want them to understand their children will thrive in schools.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.